Hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite Christian mindset coach, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. And unleash your soul, learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story, this podcast is here for you with inspiration, practical tips, sometimes that abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. If you are ready to unleash your inner badass, you are in the right spot, okay? Support the mission at listenbitchdonations.com. Want to change your life? Scroll the show notes and pick your path. You guys, I did this test. I took this test for my omegas, and I'm imbalanced. Not as bad as other people, but definitely an imbalance enough to mess with my body on a cellular level, meaning any supplements that I was taking absolutely were not making an impact on my body, were not doing their job because they couldn't. My cell walls have been blocked for some time. So definitely test, don't guess, you guys. It is inexpensive. Expensive, okay? I know what people are paying to get the results they want to feel amazing. So if you are looking for better health on a cellular level, this is definitely a way to go, okay? That deficiency is huge too, but that's a whole other podcast episode. Let's get into it. Today's episode is the real reason you are tired. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. Hey, if you ever feel like you're doing everything right and still end up feeling exhausted and irritated and honestly just secretly pissed off at everybody, raise your hand if you feel like that sometimes. Okay. Maybe like every day, like you're running around trying to hold it all together, the house, the people, the purpose, and like still feeling like you're running on fumes. Babe, that is not burnout. That is what we call an emotional hangover. Okay. I read about this in Luke. Okay. And I feel like this was the perfect story to talk about because everybody's running around like Martha. This is what she went through. So she's in the kitchen losing her mind. She is cooking, she is cleaning, she is serving, she's trying to keep it all perfect for Jesus, like doing all the things while her sister Mary is just chilling at his feet, listening to him preach. Okay. Martha finally snaps and she's like, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. And Jesus, absolutely unbothered, okay? Just calm, honest. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So it's not a story about two sisters, okay? But I guarantee it's a story about Martha and the fact that she is a mirror to us. This is a mirror. We are living like Martha. We confuse movement for meaning. Like we keep pouring from this empty cup and we're chasing that peace through every bullshit performance that we're putting on. And then we wonder why we're emotionally hung over the next day. This episode is for all my babies who have been running on obligation, okay, instead of overflow. Like we're talking about what happens when you overserve or when you overthink or you overgive and you under rest. We're talking about how to stop performing. Don't have to perform for calm. Like you can actually live in real peace, the kind that doesn't need the approval, the kind that doesn't need the applause. We don't even have to explain ourselves. But I want to talk about this emotional hangover because it's helping you keep pretending that everything's fine. And I know even the men know that when women say everything's fine, baby, it's not fine. It is not fine. It is not fine. I mean, I don't know how many times I wake up feeling like I got hit by a truck and I didn't do anything wrong. So I'm like, God, am I really just this fucking lazy? No, it is that hangover. It is the hangover. Jesus is showing us that being with him will always matter more than doing for him. Martha was busy, and from the outside, absolutely, it looks impressive. I'll be the first to list like what my morning routine looks like for anybody. And does it look impressive? Yes. But the part I miss the most is just being in that becoming. Everything's a hustle when the most important part of our day can be super, super simple. Jesus was not impressed with her busybody actions. He didn't give a shit that she was in the kitchen cooking and cleaning and serving. He did not care. He was inviting. He was saying, you don't earn peace through motion. You find it in me. And it's not that Mary was lazy. She was just aligned. She chose that presence over the busyness, over the performing. And that's the real message I want to get through today. Stop confusing doing with becoming. You can run yourself ragged trying to keep everything perfect, or you can sit down and actually breathe. Actually let God shape you in that stillness. Transformation does not happen. It does not happen in the hustle. It happens in your being. In your being. You've got to stop pouring yourself out for people who can't even pour back. And you're pouring out, you're overthinking, you're overtalking, you're overgiving. And why do we feel like garbage every day? Why do we feel like garbage every day? Let me tell you what's actually draining you. Make sure you guys are sharing this episode for your fellow sisters, okay, who try to do all the things, who think that doing all the things is the obedience. We're missing the whole point. It is not your job that's draining you. It's not your kids. It's not your marriage. It's not your podcasts. It's not your clients. It's that emotional gym membership to other people's bullshit that you're subscribed to. You pay for it daily. Like you're carrying energy that does not belong to you, was never yours to begin with. It was never yours to begin with. I'm fine is the most expensive lie that you tell yourself. That's it. It's the most expensive thing that you can ever say. I'm fine. That costs you everything. We're going to talk about emotional debt because I promise you that it builds up like interest when you're not telling the truth. And we're going to figure out a way to detox. I just want you to learn how to stop bleeding energy in the name of being nice. I want you to reclaim your peace like the grown-ass woman you are and finally understand that burnout doesn't come from doing too much. It comes from doing too much that doesn't matter. If you want to wake up tomorrow feeling lighter, then stay tuned. Let's talk about your emotional hangover. Pretending to be okay has never, ever, ever healed a damn thing. Hasn't healed a thing. Why are we just walking around saying we're fine? We're fine. Because it's easier than dealing with the fallout of being honest. We say I'm fine because we don't want to burden people or because we've learned that vulnerability makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And maybe you grew up with people who didn't know to how to handle your emotions. So you learn to shrink down, like you shrink down your truth so that you can be someone that people can tolerate. You didn't stop feeling, right? We can't stop feeling. Emotions are there. We just stop showing. We stop showing the truth about how we're feeling. And we do this because we're control freaks. Like it's a way to stay in control. We do it to look strong. We do it to keep the peace. And even if that means peace is built in our silence. But every time you're doing this, you're building up that emotional debt. Every time you're saying, I'm fine. Just imagine you're taking a credit card and you're never going to pay it off. Like you can never pay it off. Doesn't even matter if you try to plan to pay it off. Because it's going to pile up. It's going to pile up in the form of resentment. It's going to pile up in exhaustion. It's going to pile up in numbness. You're going to start feeling super disconnected. You're going to feel super short-fused or even just weirdly anxious for no reason. That's because your body knows that you're lying. Have you ever tried to keep up a lie? Ever? I mean, I did it as a kid. Like that's how I served 15-year-old Brandon. That bitch would lie. Like crazy. And I would be so tired because I would have to keep up on the lie. What did I tell this person? Did I tell this person the same thing? I don't know if I said this over here. I was trying to hide so much at the core of who I was. And it was just all that shame. all that shame. It's exhausting. To be anything but yourself is so exhausting. And I love you, babe. I love you, but I know you're fucking exhausted. The truth you avoid doesn't ever disappear. What it's doing is it's sitting in your nervous system. It's in your muscles. It's in your mood. You become snappy and tired and detached because you've been carrying emotional weight that isn't your business. You were meant to release this, not manage it. How do we fix this? B, how do we fix this? Number one, you stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. It's so simple. Like, start saying the truth in private. Try it. When you say some shit like, I'm fine, pause and ask yourself, like, am I really fine? Am I really? Name what's real. Like, I'm hurt, I'm overwhelmed, I'm angry, I'm scared. Don't judge it, just own it. And then you decide if it's a truth that needs to be spoken, or maybe it's just a truth that just really needs acknowledged. Some truths are for you and God, okay? Some are for people who are crossing the line. Either way, you stop bleeding energy the second that you stop lying about how you feel. If we could just walk around and tell people how we really felt, wouldn't that be amazing? I know it would help me. I've been carrying this weight of something that just doesn't feel good. It's like this little, it's this little thing. Like, I just know. I know my name is in someone's mouth, and there's someone that I feel it. And because I can't pinpoint it, I just feel like it's everybody. And I know it's going to be a great lesson. It's going to be a great message. It's probably going to break my heart, and I'm fine with that. I can handle that. Let's get on with the show. Let's just be honest about who we are and what we're feeling and how we want to show up for people. I'm fine keeps you stuck in survival. Being honest is honestly how you get set free. So no, you're not fine. You're feeling, because you're human. That's not weakness. That is literally humanity. We came here to experience what it was to be human. All of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And the fix is not to toughen up. The real way to be a badass is to tell the fucking truth. To tell the truth. Lying, especially the emotional kind, of course, that feels safer in the short term. We don't tell the truth because we're scared of what will cost. Rejection, conflict, disappointment, judgment. We think we are protecting the peace. But what we're really doing, again, is putting off that payment for the truth. Every time you're lying, that card's getting swiped and something inside of you is dying. Every time you bite your tongue, every time you fake a smile or swallow a boundary, you're basically taking out another emotional loan. You're saying, I'll deal with this later. You guys, later at this point comes with an interest that you will never be able to afford. Ever, ever, ever. The emotional debt doesn't sit quietly. It compounds. It just keeps building. Every unspoken truth becomes a little weight in your body. Every fake it's fine is building resentment. Every time you keep quiet to keep someone else comfortable, it's like you're overdrafting your checking account every single time. And you will notice symptoms before you realize what's going on. That's why I'm saying, are you someone who is snapping at people who didn't deserve it? Is it draining you to be around people that you used to love? Are you physically tired but mentally wired? Story of my life. I'm physically tired, but my brain never stops. Or you have just that weird mix of guilt and anger that you can't explain. That is emotional debt interest, baby. You're paying the price for peace that you never, ever actually got. And the only way to pay it off is honesty. Slowly, consistently, unapologetically. And we start the truth. We tell the truth in real time. Someone says, oh, did that bother you? No, no, not at all. What if we were like, actually, that did bother me? What if it's very simple to tell someone, listen, I get that you need to vent. I don't have the capacity for that right now. Or what if we say, I love you, but this isn't working for me. Every honest word you speak is a payment that frees up your energy again. And here's the thing. You don't owe explanations. You cannot live your life afraid to hurt people's feelings because you're paying the price for this. No one gives a fuck about your feelings. So why are you working so hard to protect everyone else's, to try to control this narrative? Sorry, babe. I'm just going to be honest here. God doesn't bless the fake version of who you're performing to be. He blessed the version of you that's real, the one that's going to stop fucking pretending and step into life with integrity and respect and self-love. And that being. Emotional debt builds up when you think silence is cheaper than honesty. But the longer you delay, the more it costs you. I mean, it can cost you the end game, ultimately. That day you get to the gate, God's going to be like, wow, great performance. Too bad this wasn't a movie. That was your shot at life. What are you going to do about that? You faked it. Not one part of you was real. Tell the truth before it festers. Like, you guys, your spirit feels so light and free. Stop making emotional minimum payments on a life that you were meant to live in full. That fake peace is bullshit. Yeah, does it look cleaner than confrontation? Of course. We tell ourselves, I don't like the drama. I don't like the confrontation. No, bitch, you're just afraid of losing control. You're afraid of shaking things up. You're afraid of not being liked. You're afraid of being misunderstood. So yeah, you're not a badass at all. You're performing. Eventually, people are going to see through your bullshit. And those of you that can't handle it, you're numbing yourself instead of healing. And you're calling it peace when it's really just fucking avoidance, wrapped in some soft spiritual bullshit, whatever. Lukewarm Christianity. Light candles, take baths, quote Bible verses out of context. Yes, I'm calling you out. Convince yourself that you're protecting your energy when really you're just hiding from the conversations that are important. Fake peace eats away at you quietly. It looks fine from the outside. You're chill, unbothered. You could be composed. But inside, I guarantee you are simmering. And you're going to lose yourself trying to keep everything peaceful. Half of you bitches, when I'm like, who are you? What's your purpose? What are your intentions? You don't even know who the fuck you are. Because you have been so busy performing. You don't know how you really feel. Because you've just been saying, I'm fine for so long and just tolerating the stuff. But you're going to be quick to tell everybody all the things you do, all the actions you take. You lose yourself. Now you're resentful. You're detached. I ask you, when was the last time you experienced joy? You have no answer. And you crave things that used to light you up, but now you feel empty because you're so spiritually disconnected. There is no joy and peace without the Father. I promise you that. I've tried it. I tried the shortcuts. I tried the hacks. I tried to make it something. It's never been about anything but like getting right with Jesus. Seriously. And what's going to happen, like, you're depriving yourself so much of that spiritual connection because we're more than a meat suit. Okay, we're living energy. We are something that never dies. And if we don't connect to our origin story, you just start to feel like God went silent and you miss that because he's there. He's just not into the fake bullshit that you're using to just protect your ego. He is in the truth that you keep avoiding. You have to detox, okay? You have to detox from the fake bullshit. You got to get messy. You got to tell the truth. If you're not calm, don't fucking say you're calm. And tell the truth to whoever needs to hear it, however you feel. What your beliefs are. What your boundaries are. Ask yourself right now, like, what am I pretending doesn't bother me? What peace am I maintaining that is really literally costing me joy? What lie am I living to make someone else comfortable? You're not just hurting yourself. You're hurting people that genuinely can't see through the bullshit and they think you're being honest. That is selfish. Rip the damn Band-Aid off. Have the conversation. Set the boundary. Leave the rooms. Real peace isn't quiet. It's clean. It's knowing that you're good with God and you're good with self, even if everybody's not clapping for that, even if there's no accolades or a pat on the back. Listen, bitch, fake peace is going to keep people liking you. You'll be liked. Real peace sets you free. You cannot experience the joy of a relationship of that spirit while you're busy managing everyone else's comfort. Let it shake, let it break, let it burn. Joy doesn't need approval. It doesn't need applause or explanation. It just needs truth. Aren't you sick and tired of being fucking sick and tired? Putting yourself in a prison. And I don't know about you, but I'm done serving time for shit I didn't do. You don't owe anyone your silence or your smile or your sanity. You owe yourself honesty, even if it shakes things up, even if it rocks the boat. That's how you're going to detox. That's how you get to that real joy. And joy is not quiet. It is not about looking unbothered. I thought that was the whole secret to life. Wow, Brandon, you're just unbothered by no matter what's happening. That's not true. That was so fake. It was fake. Joy laughs too loud, makes everyone uncomfortable. It cries when it needs to. It prays like it means it. It walks when it's time. So the next time you feel yourself saying, I'm fine, when you're not, don't say that. Be real. Be raw. Pretending to be peaceful is just an emotional debt. You, my friend, were not created to live in debt. You were created to live in the truth. Detox the fake peace. Get your joy back. Stop fucking explaining yourself to people who never earned that level of access in the first place. You don't owe anybody an explanation. Lying is exhausting. The easiest thing you can ever do is be who you are fully, completely. So when you bitches say I'm tired, I know exactly what you're saying, and you have to get over it. No one's going to do this for you. No one's coming to save you. You have to do this for yourself. Find real rest in the truth of who you are. And if that means sitting at Jesus' feet and just listening sometimes, then fucking do it. The busy isn't going to be what rewards you at the end of this. Play the long game. I love you guys. I will see you later.